KE8FKW monitoring 430 repeater.
KE7OLD monitoring.
KFA, PAM, testing.
KE8F3W here.
W8RPM mobile.
KF8ENF. Good afternoon, Ron.
Hello, are you going the same place I'm going?
If that's nowhere, then that's a yes.
Oh. I thought you were going to the meeting / dinner.
If it's for the Trail Association, I believe that's on Thursday.
Okay. Maybe it's just an executive committee thing then, or maybe you're wrong. Hold on, let me check. Alright, well, I'm glad I asked. Saved both of us a trip to Mackinac.
Yeah, good. Especially on a rainy, crappy day like today.
Well, and it's all a long and complicated story, like always. I was planning on going to a meeting in Gaylord, but I got guilted into this. You know, you're going to make me go by myself story. So anyway, all right, very good on the nowhere. And thank you again. All right, I got to call her back on the phone and figure out what's what here. We didn't make dinner plans because we thought we had them, and now we don't. So, all right. So, will I see you on Thursday?
And I guess I have been shanghaied into making a presentation as well. So, hopefully you'll enjoy that.
All right. Very good. Well, again, sometimes things happen for a reason. All right, talk to you soon. W8RPM.
Thursday, KF8GNF.
Energy Links, the 86 repeater is ready for the net. Energy Links, quick.
NAD Link, KF8AGY, thanks for the update. Thanks for the good work. Appreciate it. KF8AGY, clear. KTTC, net in 2 minutes. The repeater sounds great, by the way. 88SPZ radio check. Tell me you're getting in there fine.
Thank you, robot. The time is finally correct. Thank you. It is time for the Travis Bay Amateur Radio Mercy Communications Oxcom Net. This is KGTC Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSUZ, whose net meets every Monday and precedes the Charlotte Amateur Radio Club MeshNet using a 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use of the repeater is provided by the Charland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of the net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We will also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for an emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency, this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. If the repeater is not working, please go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control standby for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control will stand by for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. After the last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
K8WPE, Dave.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee, 7.
W8REJ, Rob.
NADMH and NACN.
Mark.
KB8SEJ.
M8JXQ, Brad.
Kilo Echo 8 Sierra Bravo Zulu, Tony.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
Well, we have a large tent tonight. I think we had a couple doubles, and I hope I got correct. I've got Dave, K8WPE. I've got Kevin, KF8AGY. I've got Rob, W8REJ. I've got Joe, NACN, Drake, NADMH. I've got Bob, KB8FBJ. I think I got Mark in there. I just heard the name Mark. So I'm going to assume that's KC8VAP. We've got Brad, N8JXQ. I got Christopher. I didn't get your call sign, Christopher. We'll come back to you. Tony, KE8SDZ. And Kevin, KD8-9WWU. Anybody else?
KF8EYU, Gene.
Got your name, Gene. Anybody else?
Scott, WX1J.
Well, quite the list. Let's go to Dave. Dave, KWPE. Dave, give you a location, and if you have any messages to pass.
Good evening, everyone. This is Dave, K8WPE, on the west side of Silver Lake. And no messages to pass, but it's been a beautiful day, even in spite of the crummy weather.
Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
Yeah, this is Kevin, KF8AGY, and I am going to correct my past position that I'm actually located on the westmost portion of Spider Lake, one code for public access. I have no traffic. WAC, back to you, net control. AF8AQI monitoring.
Let's go to Joe, NACN, and Drake. Can you guys give us a status on what's going on with the repeater?
Well, we have it in an operational state, and we're just watching the stuff on the spectrum analyzer right now, and we're having some weird findings, and we'll share them at some point later. We're taking videos of the stream because it's really odd. So, Joe also says hello, but he's taking another video. Yeah, there you go. Location is the tower, and no traffic.
And do we have battery backup for the site?
Yes.
Peachy. All right, let's go to Mark. KC8VAP. Mark, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Mark, KC8GAG, location 6 miles south of Chum's Corner off of M37, and I have a no network traffic to pass along. Back to net control.
Bob, KB8FCJ. Bob, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KB8FCJ, located in Essen City, Benzie County, no traffic.
Brad, NHJXQ. Brad, your location, any messages to pass?
Yes, this is NHJXQ. I'm on the east side of Traverse City. Quick message, I will be holding a quick organizational meeting on Jamboree in the Air, which will be held on October 18th, a week from Saturday, I believe, coming up quick. I'll be holding it right after the Cherryland meeting that's coming up after this net. Back to you, Glenn.
Excellent. Christopher, I couldn't get your call sign. Christopher, can you check in, give us your call sign, and if you have any messages.
This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. I'm located 3.5 miles south of Buckley. No traffic. Back to you, net control.
You're coming in very nicely. Let's go to Tony, KE8FBZ. Tony, your location, any messages to pass?
Did you receive photos that I sent you?
I did. They were fabulous. I have a sneaking suspicion they're going to wind up in the newsletter. I can't guarantee that, but on strong possibility. I think I've got Gene, KF8WWU. Gene, your location, if you got any messages to pass.
This is Gene, KF8EYU, and my only message is I hope to see you tomorrow night.
Gene, I apologize for butchering your call sign there. One of these days we'll get it right. Let's go to Scott, WX1J. Scott, your location, any messages to pass.
Good evening, Glenn, and everybody on the net. Scott, WX1J. I am on Washington Street in Traverse City. I have no messages to pass. Back to you, Glenn, from WX1J.
We were zooming along here. I was wondering if we missed anybody. If anyone else like to do a late check-in, please call now.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
Kevin, give us your location and any messages to pass.
We are at the north end of Torch Lake, and there are no messages to pass. Back to you, net control.
No traffic. Back to net from KE8FBW.
We have too many Kevins. We got you in there as well, Kevin, at FBW. We had a little doubling there, so we're going to have to start numbering you guys. All right, I'm going to do a little digital traffic, but I do want to pass along that we participated in the statewide set. A number of counties throughout Michigan participated in it, and I think we did a heck of a job. Thank you, Joe, for your direction, and Drake, and Tony, and Kevin, and Bob. You guys all rock. I really appreciate the effort, and I think we did a fabulous job. Stand by for digital traffic. This is KGTC. Messages as follows. KGTC, please check in if you receive that message.
K8WPE, 100%.
This is KF8AGY, full copy.
This is KC8ZAT, full copy.
WX1J, full copy.
SVW.
NAVMH and NACN, full copy.
HCO Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, full copy.
KFA EMK, negative copy.
Yep. I have to say, I believe this is a record for the number of full copies on this net. Excellent, excellent work. And during our exercise, boy, those tablets really came in handy. All right, everybody, thank you so, so much. Very much an honor to be working with all of you. All right, I'm going to turn over the net to the Charlotte Amateur Radio Club. This is KGDC. Take it away, Charlotte.
Good evening, everybody, and here we go. This is the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. The purpose of the net is to connect and build our ham community and to communicate information of interest to local hams and enjoys each other's company for a short time. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check in, and we are specifically encourage newly licensed hams, returning hams, and visiting hams to check into the net tonight. This is WX1J. My name is Scott, and I'll be the net control station this evening using the club call sign W8TCM. And if I start coughing, we'll take a little break. But anyway, before we go on to check-ins, a quick reminder that Tuesday morning is Breakfast with Hams at GNS Hamburg on South Airport Road near Garfield, 9 a.m. Everybody's welcome. And tomorrow evening, 7 p.m., is the Club Board and Officers Meeting at 5123 North Royal Drive in Traverse City. All are welcome to attend that as well. And immediately following this session is Brad, N8JXQ, will hold an organizational meeting about the Jamboree on the Air event coming up in a couple of weeks, and stay tuned after the net closes for that informational organizational meeting, and it would be a good time to look for a chance to volunteer and enjoy getting some young people on the air. There's more detailed information about each of these events and the other club events activities on our club website, cherrylandarc.com, and that's a good place for you to find out all information that you need to know. On the MeshNet, we check in the three groups. First, short-time stations. Next, stations with Echolink and All-Star. And finally, general check-ins. We check in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in. Send me your call and your first name. I'll acknowledge the station that I heard, and then I'll call for the next check-in. This helps us manage doubles and makes the process just a little more efficient. Tonight's topic is, what's an interesting place you have visited? There's no time constraint on that, so have fun and have at it. And now let's begin check-ins by calling for short-time stations. First short-time station, please call now.
Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Victoria, Tom and Cadillac.
Always a trigger, and he wins the chess tonight. Tom, thanks, we have you. Next short-time check-in.
K8WPE,
Dave. Dave, welcome, and thanks for joining us this evening. Next short-time check-in, please. Sounds like my voice is starting to drag folks away. So let's go to the top of the list. Tom and Cadillac, please take it away. Stand by there.
Okay, Scott, thanks for taking the net this evening. WATCM, WBWYV. Well, I'm well, so that's why I wanted to go short time for sure. Most interesting place. Well, I've been to a lot of very interesting places. I guess one of the best from my past was Passau in Germany. That's on the Bavarian border. I lived there for a couple of years, and I found that extremely interesting. So that was back in 1973-74, a long time ago. But I visited a lot of really interesting places, let me tell you. Did yoga today, took a two-hour nap, walked the dogs, and gave plasma all in one day, so I've got to beat. Anyway, there you have it. We might look at the following Tuesday here coming up. I don't know what's going on, but looks like tomorrow I'm going to be back to the workforce. So it's great. Thanks again. Back to you there, Scott. WBAWYV, I'll be clear. Good evening.
Good, Tom. Thanks, and thanks for checking in with us this evening, and thanks for teaching. Thanks for giving those young people a point in the right direction. So, thanks for all you do there, and glad you had a fun time. Yeah, Passau is a beautiful place for sure. Thanks, Tom. Doc Dave, KWPE, please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. Thank you, Scott, for taking the net. You are a pro. Well, I'll tell you, it's a toss-up, but probably the one that is connected with ham radio was 6 weeks that I spent in Salaguro, Ecuador, 8,000 feet in the air, 100-watt single sideband, and a two-element Armstrong-rotated cubicle. If I could hear them, I could work them, and it was fun. We worked hard all day, but at night after supper and evening devotions were over, I could sneak up to the radio station that the missionaries used to communicate with each other. I was HC3DJW. They said, since you got a U.S. license, just make up your own call and go for it. And I had a... And probably the fun... The neatest part was one night I talked to Jack Leishman in Traverse City, and he patched me through to my former pastor from Saginaw, who had retired back to Traverse City, and we had a good old talk. Little did I know I was going to be working there in Traverse City and marrying a local girl, and been suffering here ever since. Back to you, WATCM, KWPE.
Okay, Dave, thanks for sharing that. And as you were talking, it did jar my memory. I now think I'm going to have to go back through my shoeboxes and see if I can find the QSL cards from a couple of missionaries that I also talked with in Ecuador. I was in the U.S., of course, but had a great fascination all growing up in a short way of listening by listening to HCJB, Quito, and also listened to some of the hams operating at those times, and send them a QSL card, and got one back. So I'll check and see if maybe there's one of those is from HC3DJW. Thanks a lot, Dave. And that brings us to the bottom of the short time list. I'd like to open it up now to Echolink. Echolink, first. Echolink, please. Not sure we have an Echolink to link, but didn't seem to hear anybody there. So we'll move on to General. And with General, check in, anybody, anywhere, all time, short time, echo link, any way you want to come in, you're open to call in now. So first General check-in, please call now.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee, this is Kevin. Whiskey, Baker, 4, Kilo, Tango, Fox, Glenn.
Okay, Kevin and Glenn, thanks very much, guys, for joining us. Next General check-in, please.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Alpha Papa Plus. November 8, Juliet X-ray Quebec, Brad.
November 8, Delta, Mike. November 8, Charlie, November.
You are on All Star.
Okay, let me catch up here. Mark, thanks a lot for checking in. Brad, Drake and Joe, and also forgot the message about being on All-Star. That's fine. We'll leave it. Anybody can check in at any time at this point. Please call now if you want to check in for the Monday Evening Social Hour at W8PCM.
Christopher, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo. K-E-8-Z-O-Y, Amity.
You don't leave enough time to get checked in on All-Star if you're on a simplex mode, so it's hard to get in. But anyways, KBSWR, I'm sure time.
Kilo Echo 8, Zero Bravo Zulu, and it sounded like you doubled on somebody there, Scott.
It's possible. If I didn't recognize anybody in here, please call back.
I was trying to get in on All-Star on a simplex mode, and there wasn't enough time between check-ins for the repeater to drop so I could get in on simplex. So I was trying to get in on a short time. KBSWR.
Okay, I got in there SWR, KB8SWR, I think is what I heard. you can correct me when we come back around. Any additional check-ins this evening for the Monday evening social hour net? And I will leave a little bit of pause for an Echo Link for All-Star.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey, Kevin.
Kevin, you are on the list. Next check-in. This is WATCM, the Monday evening social hour net. We are opening for general check-ins, all check-ins from any direction, short time, Echo Link, All-Star, General. I'm going to give it one more shot. Let's see who's out there, and then we'll go ahead to the top of the list. Next check-in, please.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
Okay, Kevin, I was holding my breath, waiting for you, and glad you popped in. So thanks for joining us. At the bottom of the list at the moment, we'll come back around at the end and look for additional check-ins. But right now, let's head up and talk to Kevin. Kevin, number 3426, KF8AGY. Please go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, this is KF8AGY. This is Kevin. Scott, it's good to hear you on the network. Absolutely love that sense of humor. Most interesting place I've ever been. I would have to say that when I was, 21 years old, I worked for a company at the time that was involved in magnetic measuring and test equipment, and I had designed a system that was being shipped to India, and since it was a small company, they liked to make the most of everything, so they set up three other business stops in South Korea, India, Japan, and then I had a rest stop on the way back from, I think it was India, after going through Qatar and some of those other places. And, I was gone for 4 weeks. First trip out of the state of Michigan, first trip out of the country. I grew up really fast. Anyway, that's my thing, and I'm sticking to it. This is Kevin, KF8AGY, WATC, back to you, Net Control.
Awesome, Kevin. Thanks for checking in. Yeah, I can imagine that it was quite an eye-opener on your first trip to hit all of those countries and see how different the world is. Traveling is just a wonderful way to see what a diverse population we have on this planet. Pretty cool. And WB4KTF, you are on, and Mark, you're next. Go ahead, Kevin.
WATC in the net, WB4KTF. Well, most interesting place I've been that I think you may know was Moscow, Russia, where I worked and lived from June of 1992, well, actually July 1992 through November 1994. And after a year of trying to a way to operate a radio, I finally got permission that cost me about 4 bottles of vodka, 2 bottles of some other stuff, $100, and I got R3A/WB4KTF. So I was able to operate with a little mag loop at 100 watts from the balcony about 3 blocks north of Red Square. And I'm sure they listened to every QSO I made in Europe. And we're packing up now. As you know, we're all leaving on Friday, but I will be at breakfast tomorrow. Back to you, Scott. WATCM, WB4KTF.
Well, fascinating, Glenn. That's pretty gutsy to take on the effort of just trying to get a license. And I'm sure they asked more questions than just how many bottles of vodka do you have. But great to hear, and what a great sort of experience that must be. But there's more stories there. Mark, KCZAP, please take it away and stand by Brad.
Well, this is Mark, KCZAP, and I don't know, maybe the most interesting place that I've ever visited or seen was many, many years ago, my company sent me to Japan to review and tour some potential suppliers for microwave tubes. And the first day I was there, I had the opportunity to go to a Shinto shrine of Tokugawa in Nikko, and just happened to catch
that particular day, a Shinto ceremony that they conducted, big procession, very elaborate, and probably the most interesting thing I've seen. So, back to that.
Super cool, Mark. That must have been a lot of fun. Those things you can't program them. You can't reserve them in advance. They just have to be aware and be present, and suddenly something really magical appears. So that's really great. I'm glad you had that experience. Brad, NHAXQ, please go ahead. Stand by, Drake, if you want to.
Good evening, Scott and Danette. This is Brad, NHAXQ. In a lot of interesting places. I now count 21 countries outside the United States I've traveled. Probably the most interesting is India. It's a real challenge traveling in India for the cultural and safety issues of traveling and just getting around over there. Their language is another huge one. Probably second would be Egypt. And I did have the opportunity to go there a few years ago with my daughter, and we went and visited the pyramids and all the museums, and it's just an amazing place. So that's my contribution. Hey, announcement tonight is that I want to invite everybody to stay after this net to talk about Jamboree on the Air. Break. And I'm back. For those who don't know, Jamboree on the Air is a scouting event. It's been held every October since 1957, and it's an opportunity to get scouts talking to scouts on the radio. It's always been exactly that. But naturally, scouts need some help because they need a license and they need some equipment, and I'm hoping that's where our club can step in and help out. So, looking for some stations, looking for some guys to help out. If you'd just like to know more about it, drop by the meeting after tonight's net. I'll fill you in. But basically, I'm going to try to keep it a short meeting, and the two questions I need to have answered is, what is it you want to do? And the second question is, what equipment can you bring? So back to you, Scott. This is NHAXQ clear. Oh, actually, not clear. I'm here.
Okay, Brad, we will mark you present and stand by at the end of the net for a conversation about that Jamboree. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's see, other comments. No, not so many. My voice is kind of gone, and I've been coughing for 2 weeks with a little bit of onset from my pneumonia popping back up a little bit, so. Pardon the voice and the raspiness and wheezing, but let's see if we can work our way through it. NADMH, up on the hill, NNHCN, do you guys have any comments?
We have no comments. Greetings from the shack. If we go outside, it's very dark. So dark you can't see anything, even with the power lights. We're going to keep sitting here and watching the spectrum analyzer. It's already doing weird stuff again. NAPMH.
Okay, Drake and Joe, thanks a lot. Thanks for the work you guys are doing, and it already sounds a lot better, so I think things from that standpoint are good, and your spectrum analyzer might be detecting my voice. That might be throwing it off. So anyway, good luck with it, and thanks again for all you guys are doing up there. And that will count as your most interesting place to visit today. KF8DMK, Christopher, please go ahead and stand by. Amity.
Good evening, everybody. This is Christopher, KF8DMK. Oh, probably one of the most interesting places I've been. I spent a couple of weeks down in Mexico with a church group that's building churches down there. So got to experience all kinds of stuff that's completely different than the States, all the way from military checkpoints the bus had to go through, and then some of the areas where we were building churches, people were living in bamboo huts, and so yeah, just completely different than what you're going to see around here. Definitely one of the coolest places I've been. Checking out the markets down there in Mexico, that was a lot of fun.
just wandering through and seeing all the different vendors with everything they have for sale. Anyhow, this last weekend, I had my refresher at Caberfay Peak doing our medical skills for National Ski Patrol. So I always enjoy doing that. Everything went very smoothly. Now, back to you. This is Chris for Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Awesome. That's a great experience to spend some time in Mexico, and thanks for your work that you're doing down, that you did down there. And you never cease to amaze me. I met you a couple of times. We talked about it. Each time we hear you on the net, we cut a little, peel back another layer of the onion. And I didn't know about Ski Patrol, so it would be great to have a conversation about that after the next time I meet you somewhere down the line. Anyway, thanks, Christopher. Always enjoy hearing you in here, and thanks for all you guys do out there, Farm World. Amity, K-E-8-Z-O-Y, please go ahead. Stand by, Tony. K-E-8-Z-O-Y. Amity, are you on? Okay, we'll come back and try to pick up Amity in a few minutes, see if something, phone call or something popped up. Talk to Tony, K-E-8-S-B-Z. Tony, give us an update on what's happening on this world.
88SBZ Tony here. Scott, thanks for taking the net. The most interesting place, I can't come up with anything to compete with any of the incredible experiences that you guys have shared with us tonight. I can say that one of the most fascinating places that I've been to is my radio room. And it's a place with lots of mysterious things going on and a lot of rabbit holes. And right now, I don't know if you could say that I am operating mobile. If you consider a mobile antenna and a chair with wheels on it, maybe that's a mobile operation. Anyway, hoping to get some antenna stuff up here soon. And thanks for everybody that's been offering help. Back to K8SBZ, back to that.
Okay, Tony, thanks a lot. And yeah, sometimes the most interesting places are the places we live. That's very cool. Thanks a lot. I look forward to checking up with you later this week. Let's move to KB8SWR, and I hope I have that somewhat close. KB8SWR or SWR, please don't send and collect your call. And go ahead with your call and stand by Kevin, SBW. Do we have a call with SWR in it? And please go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Scott, for taking the net tonight. This is Kevin at Kilo 9 with the Whiskey Uniform. Most interesting place I've been to, just happened to be in Detroit, Michigan, when I had the opportunity to visit the Ford Motor Company's Motor Glass, when they made the actual glass for their doors and stuff like that. Actually see the glass made from a raw state, and the line extended about a half mile long, and see how they make glass from scratch. And different forms of glass, so it was very interesting. I did that about 30 years ago, not kind of longer than that. So other than that, it was a very interesting day on Saturday, which I will visit with the T-Bar group, so really enjoyed it. So back to you, Ned. This is Kilo Delta 9 with the Whiskey Uniform.
KD9WWU from WATCM. Very good, Kevin. Thanks a lot. And, yeah, making glass is certainly a process to get that that clear. And if I'm not mistaken, it's a pretty warm one as well. Probably some heat involved in that. Okay, Kevin, thanks a lot. I'm kind of running out of air here, but we'll continue on by calling for additional check-ins. If you have not checked into the Monday Evening Social Hour and would like to do so, this is a perfectly good time. Please call now.
KYH, near Grand Rapids.
in and out. Well, Neil, it's always nice to hear you dropping around the neighborhood. Thanks a lot, KY8H. Thank you, Neil, for checking in. Have you an in and out? Next check-in, please, for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Okay, with that, we've reached the bottom of the list and probably the bottom of the barrel. Let's go back up and do a quick standby call for KE8ZOY. Emily, are you still back with us? No go, and let's try a KE8SBW, or SWR. Got that right. Let's not have that right. KE8SBW. Kevin, go ahead.
Yes, hi. And hello, everyone, on the yeah, this is Kevin, and I don't know, I've been around the country and around the world a little bit. But probably the most interesting place that I've been was to a Babcock and Wilcox plant with nuclear station on the East Coast. And I used to work in the nuclear industry. We had a whole analyzer called a hot cell. So we cut them apart and did a bunch of work. And the interesting thing about this place is everything's highly irradiated. You have to work on it behind several feet of material with remote tools. So it was quite something. As far as the most fun place I've ever been, just got back from the Rocky Mountains with some of my kids. We were out there this past week just exploring the mountains, which was really a lot of fun. As unfortunate as it was that we didn't have a good cherry crop this year, we didn't have enough vacation time to do a real vacation, so it was pretty nice. So it's interesting to hear everyone's stories, and I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of them. So this is Kevin, back to Nest at KE8SBW.
That's what I was going to say. This is the W8TCM repeater on the Evening Social Hour Net. Talking with Kevin, KE8SBW. Kevin, thanks very much for your contribution, and again, learning something new about people tonight, nuclear industry, I had no idea, so let's want to hear more stories about that, and I'm glad you guys had a good time out in Rocky Mountains, and I hope you guys all traveled safely, and we'll look forward to catching up with you in the near future. With that, we've kind of reached the end of the line here with the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Before we close the net, are there any questions, comments, or concerns that we need to answer? No? There being no further check-ins and no questions and no concerns, before we close the net, conclude the net this evening, and this net will meet again next Monday night here on the same repeater, immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge net. This is Scott, WX1J. Operating this evening is net control under the club call W8TCM. I'll now close the net, return the repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for your participation, your great comments, and thanks for being here. Good evening to all, and NHJXQ, this is W8TCM. The frequency is you. Please go ahead.
Hey, Scott, this is NHJXQ, and I guess... I guess I don't know how to run a net, and this isn't going to be a net. This is going to be a quick meeting, and I'm Jambri on the air. And so if you are attending this meeting, would you just call back with your call sign and name, please?
Scott, WX1J.
Easy. KF8AZY, Kevin.
Okay, I've heard from Scott, Tony, and Kevin. Anybody else out there? Okay, so let me give a quick explanation about all about. We are area anyway, you want to leave early. Probably want to get out there like 8 o'clock on Saturday morning to have all the equipment set up and operational for when they start their activities at 10 a.m. So if I can just go through the list right now, I'll go to Scott first and ask Scott specifically what it is you'd like to do with the JOTA this year
and what equipment you can bring.
Well, that's a wide open question. If I remember from last year, it took us longer to set up the antenna, than we thought it was going to, so we ought to leave some extra time for that. So certainly arriving by 8, we'll have to still scramble to get the antennas in the air unless we decide we're going to use vertical antennas, which will go up a lot easier. Recommend we do not use the G5RV. A, there's not enough space. B, we could never get it high enough. So let's just stick with the basics and maybe choose some bands. What I can bring is an HF radio, 100 watt, and a vertical antenna, and a logbook. Back to you, WX1J.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Tony, what are you up for?
I'm sorry, I just got a little bit sidetracked here. I have got to, I'm going to have to check on that schedule for the 18th, but I'm definitely interested in what's going on here, so I'll just try to take a couple of notes, and I'll let you know what I can hear.
Okay, thanks, Tony. And finally, Kevin, what have you got in mind?
Yeah, this is Kevin, KF8AEY. Brad, I'm in here tonight for moral support. I just found out that we have something on the calendar for the 18th, so I will not be able to attend, but I didn't want to leave you without people in your organizational meeting, so that's what I'm here for. Sorry I can't be of any further service on the 18th. Back to you, Brad, KF8AEY.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Anyway, perhaps if you're at home, you can call in and say hi to the scouts on that day. Okay, so I have heard from Joe, and at the end, he does want to attend, and I guess I'll have to check in with him independently to find out what he's got in mind for equipment. Also, we learned when we're doing a similar activity with the scouts last February or March, we went out for the Klondike Derby, and we discovered that, you know, it's really easy if we can have some of these other scouts join us by EchoLink. And so we did have a gentleman who was calling in from the Netherlands, and we had some good QSOs that way. So I'm thinking I'll show my 2-meter rig. And I've got my new Jackery power supply, solar power generator, and just run that. But I need to have a 2-meter antenna that will reach our 8.6 repeater. Tony, thought you might have something there that we could use 2 meters. Can you confirm?
Okay, I've got a Jake ball that we could raise in the air. Hang on a second. Let's try that again. Got a roll-up J-pole that is possible alternative, and I also have a copper J-pole. I'm not sure whether we could get either one of them up high enough to reach the repeater, but if we tried it out beforehand, you know, we can try that.
When you say try them out beforehand, you mean try them out the morning of the event or sometime before then?
I try to get out there and try it sometime in advance of the event to make sure that the things work.
Okay, we'll try that. I'd also like to throw out there, so I think you guys know that I put together a 6-meter station for field day. Do you guys think that's worthwhile? I'm not real familiar about how 6 meters is going to perform this time of year or what the band conditions are likely to be like. I'd like to hear your opinions about if you think that's worthwhile to haul all the equipment out there for that. Go ahead, whoever's got an opinion.
WX1J here.
Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
Well, a couple of things. Number one is 6 meters, while fun, is generally the most unpredictable band, and typically you can count on it not working. because as soon as you don't take anything, it'll be open. So it'll be a weird band. But I think there's enough to do that is predictable, and we ought to focus on that. So in orders of priorities, as I think in the bottom, is if two HF stations, to be 20 and a 40, and we could maybe borrow a bandpass filter to keep those two separated. That'll be our major HF output, our major HF outputs, because Jamboree, as I've heard in years, really focuses on those two bands. Second is, you'd mentioned at one point, Brad, that you wanted to do some space stations. It, of course, depends on the passing of satellites, and I'll do a forecast for the 18th to see what might be up there that we could hit. But I can bring a satellite station so that we can operate that. And the satellite station, I have two 2-meter antennas. One is an Arrow, and the other is the Elk. Both of those are dipole Yagis that can perfectly work on 2 meters, and we set one up and try to hit the repeater with that, provided the J-pole might not give us a, if the J-pole gives us a better coverage, we might be able to hit more than one repeater. There's some, it was one in Kalkaska, we might be able to hit as well. With the Yagi antennas, we're going to be point and shoot. It'll be pointing at a specific repeater and hoping we hit it. If there's more people there, we can have a 10-meter station as well. It's really easy to set up and portable, and it has a J-pole that we can throw up in a tree pretty quickly. But that's, so far, I've got 4 radios and 2 operators. So those are my comments, and I'd suggest we put a hold on 6 meters. It's just extra machinery to drag around. With that, you, Brad, NAJXQ, WX1J.
Thanks, Scott and the group. Yeah, I was kind of thinking that anyway, but like I say, I got all that equipment assembled here this last summer, and it's operational, so it would be an option. So, you know, we do have contacts now in other countries out, and so there's a group in the Cayman Islands I'll be contacting, say, please look for us, and I'll ask them to look for us on the assigned JOTA frequencies for 40 and 20 meters. And then there's the group in the Netherlands. I'll be telling them to please look for us on EchoLink. It worked great the last time. And you know what? When you get right down to it, the scouts didn't know that they were talking through EchoLink or even what it meant, but they thought it was really cool that they were talking to other scouts over in the Netherlands. So anyway, I'll contact those folks over there and ask them to look for us as well. So I think that's I'm going to take a break here for just a moment.
WX1J, KF8ATY, breaking up.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, Scott, I just heard you mention using bandpass filters, since I'm the steward of those. I can bring a 20 and 40 meter to our board meeting tomorrow, or to the project night next Tuesday. Let me know how many bits you're going to need, and I'll make sure that I have them there.
Okay, we would only need one of each. We'll either be on 40 or be on 20. If both the bands are hot and we choose to just stay on HF, that's the only ones we'd be on twice, or we'd be on at the same time. So I think just one of each would be perfectly perfect. And while I have the mic open, I'll also mention what we should be able to do pretty easily there is spot ourselves on DX Summit. DX Summit is used by an awful lot of people to see who's on the air, exactly what frequency and what mode they're on, and what they're looking for. So we would list it as WX1J/JOTA. And it would help people focus on where we are, and that's just a really easy thing, and it's free to do. Back to you. Let's see, kick it back over to Brad, NAJXQ, WX1J.
Thanks, Scott. This is NAJXQ. Hey, the other thing I wanted to add is that I'm going to be traveling under radio silence next week. I'm not planning on making it to tomorrow's breakfast or the meeting tomorrow night. And starting on Monday next week, I'm making a trip. So my mother, who is now, good grief, how old is she? She's in her late 80s. She has one last item on her bucket list, and she wants to go to Mount Rushmore. So my wife and I bought airline tickets. We're going to fly her out to Rapid City, South Dakota, and go see Mount Rushmore. I will be back in Traverse City on probably midday of Friday, October 17. During that time, next week, if anybody needs to contact me, please text message me. It's probably the most accurate, reliable way to get through to me. On Monday night next week, I will try to connect to the net, but that will be through EchoLink. So, anyway, that's all the news I have that's in print. Is there anything else that we need to share?
Well, just one more comment, WX1J.
Go ahead, Scott.
Besides the four of us that are on the line and who's still up at the tower cleaning, hoping it doesn't snow tonight, cleaning to the tower. So we're planning to be there and enjoy this opportunity. It's a 1 day, 6 hours of our time that may be instrumental in helping move some youngster over to the idea of getting his ham license, him or her ham license. And growing the sport. So if you have some time, you don't have to do any organizational things if you're listening and you'd like to still join in and just either see what's happening or help work one of the radio stations and talk to the kids about radio, this is a perfectly good time to do that. And on the website, CurryLandArc.com, you'll notice the first page there's a poster or posting about the jamboree and a phone number for Brad. So either feel free to give Brad a call or you could call me, and we can talk about how to get you on the air without you having to necessarily bring a lot of equipment with you. Just show up and be present and help some kid get fired up about STEM projects. That's my little sermonette, and I'm going to send it back over to Brad, tie the ribbons on it, and send us home. And WXQ, WX1J.
Thanks, Scott. This is Brad in HGXQ. That's all I've got, guys. I said it'd be a short meeting, and I just, like I say, wanted to find out what equipment we have and who can attend and who can help out. I've got that, and I'm confident we'll do a great job when we get out there. So this is NHJXQ. I am clear of the repeater, and I'm not even going to stick around and listen for a few minutes. I'm just going to go to bed. I'll see you all later. Again, this is NHJXQ. I'm clear.
KE8SPZ clear. KF8AGY clear.
NH, NHCN. You guys have a good evening. Don't stay up too late. I think the repeater is all yours. WX1J clear.
Yippee! NHUH. KEWW monitoring.